with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Good morning. How's it going? Or good afternoon, good evening. How are you doing? Welcome along. This is Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una. And Una is just laughing away to herself all morning.
Anytime I'm feeling blue, I'm just going to refer back to all your prank videos. In particular, the one of you in the cafe that we heard today.
Part one.
Part two is coming tomorrow, the video. Oh my God. If you do one thing today, go and watch this. It is hilarious. The awkwardness. It's so cringe. Oh, I have to admire my own handiwork in these pranks, I have to say.
Your evil-nacity.
Yeah.
If that's even a word.
Yeah, I have that.
We were talking about you this morning and a new kind of way of having a night out because you want everybody to gather and help you with all your admin.
I'm really bad at admin. Like, sending things back gives me kind of, you know, I'm intimidated about bringing things back.
Yeah.
Like getting a refund and stuff. Paying bills, don't like that.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah, but I'm also intimidated by trying to set up like standing orders and things. Technology just doesn't like me.
No.
Like yesterday, I managed to lock myself out of my bank account and I was an hour on the phone to the bank then trying to get myself back in and convince them, no, listen, I do know it's your fault because I know my password, but they wouldn't believe me. But anyway, they eventually let me back in. But I don't know why I wanted to go back in because it doesn't make for good reading when I do go in anyway.
No, it's a horror show.
It's a horror show, yeah. And anyway, I had to pay another bill, so that was crap. So I'm getting, sorry, I digress. Yeah, I would like, so my life admin consists of me going to Cooper, how do I do that?
Actually, have a listen to this bit now and then I'm going to come back and bring you up to speed on what the latest thing is that Una asked me to do.
Can I ask you something, Una? Did you ever return that dress that you were singing about the other day?
No.
Why not?
It's just a lot of work. There's a lot of admin. There's
really not.
It's kind of intimidating. Admin intimidates me. Like, you have to fill out this form.
I know where you got the. I know where you got the dress, and it comes with a return label. And all you do is walk into the store and say, "I'm returning this," and they go, "Yeah, no problem.
That'll be in here." Do you not have to fill out a form that says,
"No, absolutely not."
Oh yeah, but then there's the whole going in, and then I have to face them because it's like it's out of. I bought it 3 months ago, so they probably won't want to give me my money back.
They'll be fine.
And I'll have to fight for it.
No,
it's intimidating.
Fine. Look at your consumer rights. Look at the consumer thing online thing. You'd be fine. Not a bother to you. You make a mountain out of a molehill when it comes to simple. Tasks.
They're all intimidating.
They're not.
You know, I got a quote for my car insurance that needs to be paid next month, so I need to set up a standing order for that. Don't know how to do that. I should really be shopping around to see if I can get a cheaper deal. That's intimidating for me as well.
So use a broker, and the standing order is set up by them. All you have to do is tick the box and agree and sign it. Done.
Great. A broker?
Yeah.
Where am I going to find a broker? What?
Where are you going to find a broker? Ads for brokers left, right and centre on the radio, Una. They pop up. I guarantee you're going to get broker ads now popping up on your Instagram.
There's just something. I'm a disaster.
I
tried to pay a bill yesterday. The hospital, I'm going for a small procedure on Saturday. It's not Botox or anything like that.
Sure.
It's a gynecological thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so anyway. Anyway,
won't go into more detail.
No, I definitely won't.
I think you need to have one of these nights that everybody's doing. It's an admin night.
Yeah.
Where do you know what? I'm against this because I just think everybody needs to be a little bit more organised in their own life. Instead of your night out is having your friends round to your house or meeting up in a cafe or a bar and bringing all your admin work with you and then sitting around and helping each other out and discussing it.
Oh my God, no!
I would love that.
No.
I genuinely would love it.
Seriously, ridiculous.
My life admin is asking you, how do I do this? Because I could have done with you yesterday when I was trying to pay this bill and whatever happened, I got a message from the bank saying, several authentication attempts have been made on your profile. After one more fail, we will block your profile. And I was like, well, I'm going to try again. And I tried again and I blocked my profile. So then I spent hours on the phone trying to get myself back into my account saying it was me. I don't know what happened. Faulty technology.
No, it's a simple task.
It wasn't. Yeah. You see, I could have done with you there to help me yesterday.
So you tried to make a payment online.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll probably ask you to authorize this payment on your banking.
Yeah.
So you then look at your phone, wait for the notification
and
to come
up. I pressed okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it asked for something, I don't know.
Like your password?
Yeah, and I put it in.
And
I know my password off by heart.
And it was probably wrong. What is it?
Not telling.
You're a disaster.
I am a disaster. Yeah, no,
maybe,
seriously.
Maybe you do need this in your life. Like, yeah, you need to just get everybody around and, like, everybody bring their admin together. So maybe it should be just a night out for Runa.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it's a terrible idea. Like, the nightclub industry is dying as it is, and all we need now is people sitting around doing their admin.
Yeah, you can do your admin and then get up for a dance. Admin, dance. Admin, dance.
Yeah.
Dadmin.
Dadmin?
Lord, a dance and admin.
Well, you can do it. Use your words. Let's listen to the thought process. So anything else you need help with?
Loads. I have to reply to several emails. And then there's don't talk to me about all the house things that I have to sort out. Oh, that's a headache.
Sure, you have a cleaner. You're rich.
I do, my eye. Let me lift you. High mornings
with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
So Una is completely useless when it comes to admin, but also you asked me to do something and then you blamed me for you losing out on €100.
Yeah, so, right, he's so lousy, okay? I have to go to a particular hospital in Dublin to have a procedure.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about, it's okay. I'd be sore and stuff afterward, but it's all right, it's fine, okay? So don't be worrying, don't be worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, you're going to be on medication that doesn't allow you to drive.
I can't drive afterwards.
Some people would say you're constantly on that medication.
So I asked himself over there, you know, my friend, my pal, you know, my confidant.
My work colleague, Monday to Friday.
If he'd give me a spin to the hospital. Because if he...
When?
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
And he just turned around and said, no. And I'm like, oh, because of you, I'm going to be out €100 that I have to go to spend on a taxi, you know. That's what I call it's miserable.
Not, it's not because of me that you're out of pocket.
It is. I asked you for a lift and you said no.
Yeah, but one, you didn't even ask me about what time it was. And also, like, there's football. There's two footballs on at the weekend. And also, I've bloody loads of things to do in my own life with my family. And also, I have to DJ on Saturday evening. So, like,
so you hear it is now, huh? He said it. I'm not part of the family. Oh, yeah. You can look in, Una, but you'll never look out. You're not part of us. All I'm hearing from you is excuses.
People can't see you do the puppet hand right
just
there.
Just give me £100 and we'll call it.
No. All right. 62% of people get annoyed in our survey says this morning. But what was it? Was it Una? Just annoyed at Una.
Donal, what is the question that we all need to have a go at answering this morning? Myself and Una will have a go. Then everyone else can send in a WhatsApp voice note on 087-110-2107.
A recent poll has shown that 62% of people get annoyed at the friends for this. What is this?
So you get annoyed at your friend. It's a high percentage.
A lot of people do it. But there's lots of things we get annoyed at.
Borrowing things and just not returning them.
That's a very good shout.
Yeah.
You, and then you forget you have it. You're like, and then you need it.
No. I've a book. What it is, who has it, what date they took it, and how long.
I genuinely wouldn't doubt you. I guarantee he has that book.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I didn't take anything belong to you.
Because I know I'd never get it back.
Your car
would consume it. The twins would eat it. Yeah. And like it mightn't even be edible. It'd be just gone.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's not. Okay. It's a good guess though.
It's a great guess.
Is it when your friends come to your house and they might like a picture, a piece of art you might have, or maybe it's a dress. They like your dress. And they go online then and they purchase the same dress, but they've purchased it in a sale, right? Mm. So they're like, oh my God, got that dress, got it for €50 cheaper than you paid for it. Ha! And it's like,
sounds like this is literally only happened recently. <isn't it? laughs>
No.
Challenge some anger there.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not happening. Or I love the name of that artist that you've got all over your house. That I just went online and I Googled him and I've ordered several pictures and stuff. I'm like,
there you go now. Yeah. We always kind of mess about and joke about how wealthy you are, but now that you actually have artwork up on your walls and you can.
They're prints with IKEA frames.
Prints are still expensive, especially the ones when you've got limited one of 30.
What?
Yeah, I know what you're like. No, it's original artwork. Yeah.
Original artwork.
Apparently, Una's rooms are named after each artist.
Oh my God. It's one guy. Hold on a second now. I'm going to show you.
Here we go.
No, not Bally Girls. Bally Girl.
Una, I'm only prodding you there.
No, hold on a second now. Where is that picture?
Whoa, you just Googled that and those pictures showed up. All right, let's move on. All right, the question
there,
is.
There, sorry. There, that's the one.
Okay. That's nice.
That's nice, yeah. So it's, I'm just trying to find the artist now. Trechica.
It's okay.
That's good. All right. 62% of people get annoyed at their friends for this. What is it?
Showing off their artwork and art collections. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay. Oh my God. It's by Trechikov, a painter in the 70s, and he paints loads of different women and they're all beautiful. So there, and the prints are like €20. So, ha.
That does not say €20 on
it
that.
It says €49.95.
That says €4,995.
Oh, you just
stopped. Okay, 087-110-207. Our survey says this morning we got to try and figure out the answer to this question.
A poll done recently has shown 62% of people get annoyed at the friends for this reason. What is it?
Is the answer to Scully's Alley if you're meeting somebody, sir, and they cancel plans last minute or late? Constantly, you're meeting a two for a coffee.
So, last minute or late, cancel plans.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Does it?
And it's annoying. Yeah. I can. It's not the answer I got written down.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice when plans are cancelled and you're just like, when it's cold out, do you know what I mean? You get back into your dressing gown then your PJs and just, you know, just kind of couch rot.
Sit and admire your artwork.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Ellie in Galway says, is it if they flirt with the fella you fancy drives me mad?
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah, never tell someone you're into friends.
Well, you should be able to tell your friends.
No, but not when you kind of, yeah, but if you they start messing with you and making you, yeah, no, I don't.
Then they're not friends, Donald.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Banter in some ways, but no.
Yvonne Porlee says, is it when they're on a new health kick and judge you for having pizza? A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. I mean, can you get more condescending? Mean girls vibes. Also, mind your business, Yvonne and Portleash.
Friends getting all up in your business.
In your business. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Back off, mind your business. Yeah. Is that it?
No, it's not.
Friends not minding their own business. Okay. 087-110-207. The question is,
62% of people get annoyed at the friends for this. What is it?
All right. Donald, what is the question again?
62% of people get annoyed at the friends because of this. What is it?
Would it be a case of maybe your friends are having confidence in themselves?
So a friend's not having confidence and you get annoyed that they don't have confidence.
Yeah, you having to bring them up all the time. It's like, oh, you do look good in that.
Oh, well, no, I think that's the sign of a good friend who's like, you know, come on, be confident, see your value, see your worth, you got this.
Oh my God, I don't have any motivational music ready for that type of speech there, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, if only we could see ourselves the way our friends see us, that would be brilliant.
It would.
If only we could see ourselves the way we see ourselves in dressing room mirrors.
Oh my God, no. Stop the actual lights.
What?
That is awful. And when there's four mirrors when you go in and you're just like, oh my God, there's double the size of that. Holy Mary. You know, am I the only one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, like I don't know, the mirrors and the lighting, everything looks fantastic and everything fits perfectly.
For
and,
you?
Yeah, and then when you go home, you're just like, oh, no.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid. Right. No.
Is it when they come to your house and spill bronzer on your carpet and make a big mess in general?
Who's
not looking
that?
At you, Una. Lauren in Kildare. Yes, I did that three times to the same friend. I spilled bronzer on her carpet in the same place where I do my makeup, and she told me she was going to put newspaper down if I come to her house again.
I've heard your house, your friend has sold the house and moved, and I told her where she's gone.
It's not the answer, Una.
Okay,
no.
Right, what is the answer, Donald?
Answer is 62% of people get annoyed at the friends if they send a voice note over 3 minutes long they've got to listen to that nobody's got time for.
Oh, so I just like those long voice notes.
Yeah,
to make
I know.
Time for yourself.
Well, I know.
Go for a drive.
We know and you like it.
I do like it. Yeah, it's just like a little story. It's like an audio book, you know?
It's like a bloody podcast from you.
Yeah, what?
Do not subscribe. What? Are you
on my Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey. In the background, you can hear Niall. All right, Niall.
All right, Niall.
So, Ryan with this morning, we were talking to Des from Sligo.
Oh, Des from Sligo, big man Des.
Yeah.
6'9".
6'9"?
6'9"?
You thought I was tall.
What's the weather like up there, Des?
Don't be saying that. He doesn't like that. He said that.
He doesn't mind it. It's only a bit of fun. Des is a sound man.
Yeah.
Yeah, good skin.
This is how we got on this morning. Playing Rhyme This Morning, looking to try and beat Noreen's score, which is 4, which she got on Monday. The score has not been best. I know it's only Wednesday now, but listen, let's see how Des from Sligo gets on. Good morning, Des.
Hi, Des.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Thanks very much. You are a digital advisor in a bank. I hand you over now to my incompetent friend.
Yeah, I managed to lock myself out of my banking app yesterday. I was trying to pay something online and I don't know, I got a message from the bank saying you're going to be locked out if you failed this attempt another time. And obviously I tried it another time, so I locked myself out. So I ended up for an hour on the phone trying to sort it out. I don't know what I did, Des. It's probably the bank.
You probably put in the wrong code.
No, I will not take a no. The bank accused me of that and I told them they were wrong. It's their problem and their issue, not mine. I know my password.
It's never your issue, Una, is it?
No, you're right. You're right, Des. You know me well. Yeah. Anyway, I'm back in.
Yeah.
Back into the app.
Lovely.
Not that it makes any difference.
Yeah, there's nothing like there being, anyway. Yeah, nothing like being back in your banking app after being locked out to see that nothing else is in there. Hello.
More days.
I logged into my bank this morning, yeah, just while I was having breakfast, just for the crack, like, and I said, are you sure you'd like to continue? I was like, no.
That was a question.
You're a big gamer, aren't you? You're mad into your Assassin's Creed and possibly one of the finest gaming series of all times because it's got the best theme song, Pokemon! Who is your Pokemon of choice if you could have one in real life?
Rayquaza.
Who?
Rayquaza.
Yeah. That's the Una's favourite.
I only know Pikachu.
You
that's
do?
That's one of the new ones.
Yeah, that's all I know.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, Pikachu's been there for always.
Yeah, don't know any of the other... Pikachu's cute, don't know any of the other ones. Des, you're 6'9", is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh my days, you'd be great to have.
Sorry, can you just explain? You just said you're 6'9", and I'm like, don't you mean 6'7"? No, he's 6'9".
6'9", yeah.
6'9",
yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty good... Are you sick of people saying, I bet you play basketball?
the questions I get asked are, do you play basketball? What's the weather like up there? If I was any longer, I'd be late.
That's very good. Very good.
Here, before we get finished talking to Des, please send in your lines so we can say to Des on 087... 1-1-0-2 and a 7. Things that you can say to tall people. All right. Des, the score to beat is 4. Do you reckon you're confident?
I'd be confident enough. I play it every morning when I'm waiting to go into work.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good. All right, okay. Una, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, the word you've to rhyme with this morning is?
Sock. S-O-C-K. Sock. Okay?
Keep it clean, Des. Keep it clean.
I will.
All right, okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
The solid mineral material forming part of the Earth's surface. You should do this to your car before you walk away.
Lock.
When you do a practice exam paper, it's a what Lock. Exam? A male chicken abbreviation is what?
Cock.
A lake in Scotland would be a what?
Lock.
A deep rounded pan used for a stir fry cooking
Lock.
Is a music genre known for prominent electric guitars, bass and drums.
Rock.
The half human, half Vulcan science officer in Star Trek is called what?
Spock.
A village in that is a place of pilgrimage and mayo.
A knock.
Time is up.
I was on the line.
That was in.
That was in.
Can you just hold up your fingers there?
Yes. So did you not see them there?
No. You literally are so tall, you elevated the score to 9!
Legend.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. That is a really high score to get. You absolutely nailed it. You've knocked it out of the park. How do you feel?
I feel really good.
Yeah, practice makes perfect, Des.
Yeah,
it does. Just like your driving should be better after all that driving lessons you're getting.
I'm an excellent driver, Des. Honest to God, you should see me.
I've seen the photos. And the video.
Oh, my
videos
days.
On our socials at This Is iRadio.
When are they taking those down?
Oh, now Never. You want them down.
Yeah.
And you want my ones to be pinned on the top where
I do,
I'm in a pharmacy scratching my arse. Wait.
Can you believe he scratched his arse?
Now, that was very, it was funny, but it was very rude of Una to do that, Cooper.
He was very rude. And he picked his nose in a cab as well, Des. Isn't that shocking?
I know.
And tried to give the taxi driver a wet willy. There's something wrong with you, Cooper.
He had to do what you said, though. It was your idea.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, he's not a sheep. Like, he has his own brain. He doesn't have to do what I say. But he chose to.
What if I'd known that? Yesterday, the recording in the cafe would not have happened. I would have just got up and walked out.
Des, wait till you hear this. He made an absolute show of himself in a packed cafe yesterday.
We're going to hear it. Cooper.
Yeah, we're going to hear that soon.
All right. Des, it's been lovely to talk to you. If you are not bet on by Friday, you will have won the contents of Una's drawers.
Make sure there's enough of purple snacks in there for me.
I'm running out.
He's a growing lad. He needs to grow to 7 foot to get more purple snacks in there. All right, Des, look after yourself. Love to the family, all right?
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers,
bye.
There you go. If you'd like to have a go at playing Rhyme It tomorrow, 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
The moment Una's been waiting for all her all week, basically. The old cafe prank, huh?
Oh, my God. I must have watched that video now already at least 20 times. And every single time, I find something more, another nuance, something funnier, something more cringier, just a look in your eyes. Just it. I lose it every time. At This Is iRadio, you need to see this prank. It is hilarious.
I genuinely think you keep looking at it because the lighting's really good on your camera. I'm just like, oh my God.
I actually look horrendous on it. I look horrendous. Horrendous.
You look amazing. Anyway, this is how it went down. Prank number 3.
Wind Up Wednesdays. I'm your prank puppet where you send me out. This is only happening in January. We're on the third one and then we've another one next week and I'm done. I'm dusted. I'm not being your puppet. Doing pranks, going out and upsetting people.
We'll see about that.
Ask them to stick my wet finger in their ear. We got this lovely message in from Finn this morning.
Well, when she comes, we all must hear Una's voice right in your ear. Mm-hmm. Her Cooper follows, bless his soul. We've seen him pick his nose, scratch his bum, and lose control. Yay! It's our favourite day of the week.
Yay! favourite day of the week, where last week, Una had me walk out, get into a taxi. I had no idea where I'm going, and that was the first question from the taxi driver. I was like, where are you off to? And I'm like, good question. Really, really good question. And then Una was trying to get me to do things to the taxi driver.
Ask him, tell him you want him to park. Park up so you can give him a wet willy.
Nah, not this time.
Oh, no. Not this time. So, picture
you
this.
You did it, though.
Yeah. Then I started licking his head. So, picture this. You have an AirPod in your ear, and the only person who can hear Una at that time is me. All right? I have a little hidden mic, and there's hidden cameras, and I'm basically instructed to go wherever I'm told to, and Una tells me what to do. So today, you're going to hear where I got sent yesterday, and that was to a cafe. And I swear to God, after this, you can forget about me doing another one. I am absolutely, the awkwardness, it was so bad.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with it.
It was so awkward. It's a hard but brilliant listen. Oh my God, it's so good.
It is so hard to listen that I nearly resigned. I'm not joking. But there's a letter written, got ChatGPT to do it, but there is a letter. Wednesdays is normally Wind Up Wednesdays with my friend there, Una, and I don't know how long we're going to be friends after this has been set up, because I've been doing your pranks, but I'm not doing them on the phone where I can hide behind a bit of plastic, Una.
No.
They're up front and personal.
Face to face.
Yeah.
And you've made a show of yourself, I have to say, over the past number of weeks. Honest to God. Like, you have no shame. Mortified for you. Scarlet for you. I just isn't going around scratching your bum in a pharmacy while everyone's watching you, telling them you're talking about your piles.
I've never had so many people send me that video on Instagram, on WhatsApp message, everything. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't do this anymore.
I think this week's one was, without a doubt, the most awkward to listen to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lorraine and Des from Savory Fair in Golden Island, Athlone, for allowing you to send me in and listen to you. And
that's been sound.
This poor waitress who had to put up with the nonsense you were getting me to do. Are you ready for it?
Oh, please, please.
Oh my God.
Play it.
I actually just, I'm going to turn my headphones off because I cannot listen to this.
Hello, how are you? What genre?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
That's right. What'd you like?
What would I like? It's a great question.
Hold on a second.
Just hold on a second there.
Hold on a second.
So very quickly, if you've never heard this, I'm the only one who can hear Una, who's not even in the room.
What do I want?
Would you like a piece?
In a D4 accent. Hi, can I get an oat milk latte, please? Is your oat milk organic?
organically sourced.
Can I get an oat milk latte?
Of course.
Are your, is your oat milk like, you know, like
organically sourced?
Organically sourced.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Don't try and dupe me with dairy because I'm...
Don't try and dupe me with the, you know, with the dairy because, you know, I'm lactose intolerant.
I don't drink from the teat.
So, oat latte.
I don't drink from the teat.
I think it's vile that people drink a substance squeezed from a bovine boob.
Listen out, Steve.
I just think it's vile, you know, that people would drink from a substance of a bovine type, you know.
A bovine boob, genuinely.
A bovine boob, genuinely, yeah. You know, so...
Is there any chance you could do something about the lighting in here?
Oh. Is there any chance you could do something about the lighting in here?
Lighter?
No, the lighting.
It's giving prison vibes.
I'm not sure.
It's giving... prison vibes, so, you know.
Okay, I will ask Laurie, maybe she will.
Okay, so I'll have like the Avo eggs on toast.
So I'll have the Avo eggs on toast.
Toast.
Can I ask that the eggs be organic? Because I've just gone
vegan. Are the eggs organic?
Eggs organic.
They are organic, early? Because I've just gone vegan.
Switch to Cork. Are you sitting down?
Yeah. So, would you like toast and was it organic?
Switch to Cork. Sorry, no. Come here, waitress. Come here, waitress. Are you listening to me? Sorry, no. Come here, waitress.
Sorry, no. Listen here now, waitress.
Look at the state of this spoon. It's all bent.
I don't have a spoon.
It's all bent. How can I stir my drink with this? Like?
Just the coffee. Yeah, thank you.
Oat latte.
Yeah, oat latte. Thank you.
And my chair is pure wonky.
I don't have a spoon.
You see it? My chair is pure wonky.
There's nobody here in front of him. Calm down, you absolute lunatic.
No, call her over. Waitress! What do you do? Call her over. Waitress!
Gone.
Rock back and forth on the chair and start shouting, it's wonky donkey like! Wonky donkey!
You're an absolute lunatic.
Just say, it's wonky donkey!
It's wonky donkey!
My chair is pure wonky!
My chair is pure wonky. It's just people looking at me. They've got to throw at me.
But that's what we want, people looking at you. What this
this so funny. Is so horrible. It's awful. I'm hating this. And the cafe was absolutely jam-packed. It was jam. People are looking at me and I'm like, the chair's wonky donkey. And you've been rocking back and forward. Now, there is a moment there where the waitress wasn't in front of me, but I'm talking to you saying, I don't have a spoon in front of me.
Rocking back and forth.
Rocking back and forth, talking to myself. All right, we'll play part two of that in the next few moments. Oh, crikey. Part two of me having to go into a cafe under Una's instructions, and the only person who can hear Una is me in my ear. And I have to do everything you tell me to do.
In different accents.
In different accents. So if you miss part one, don't worry, it will be on our podcast, which you can get on the new Go Loud app. It's called Breakfast Rolled, and you'll hear the full show there. And also, there's a video of this incident. It will be up in about 10 minutes time, all right, at This Is I Radio on our socials. You ready for part two?
Go for it.
I don't want to listen to this whatsoever because it's the most awkward thing in my life.
The whole purpose of you being in there is to do what I tell you to do.
There's a lot of people in here.
Yes, no, oat milk latte.
Oat milk latte. Thanks very much.
Excuse me, mon chéri. In Paris, we would send this coffee to the bin.
In Paris, we say...
I would send this to the bin.
I would send this to the bin, please.
Sorry?
How am I expected to pilot this ditch water?
How do you expect me to drink this dish water?
Dish water?
Dish water.
Irish can get nothing right, no?
You can get nothing right, no?
Zero ambiance.
French,
s'il vous plaît. Je suis fatigué.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Merde.
No,
mon Dieu.
Like, she's really annoyed there. She's actually genuinely walked away.
Okay, I just got to stop there. She literally walked away.
I can't cope.
Is it natural for me to have knots on my stomach right now? What is this that I'm feeling?
What you said was really inappropriate.
Was it? All right. Let's go to part two of part two.
There's something wrong with you.
Excuse me, waitress.
Excuse me, waitress.
Bring you over room to sit again.
I just like you to know.
I just want you to know.
This coffee tastes this like coffee it was made.
Tastes like it was made.
During the recession.
During the recession.
And just so you know.
Sorry. And just so you know.
My good friend Gordon Ramsay, you might have heard of him.
My good friend Gordon Ramsay, have you heard of Gordon Ramsay?
No, sorry.
You've never heard of Gordon Ramsay? Okay. He won't be happy about that.
He's visiting today, and he's on visiting his way today, here and he's on his right way now.
Here.
Right. No, would you like to small easy?
No.
Right. You don't know.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to be better both of you.
Now you're Gordon Ramsay. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And shout. You're all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you're all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
I'm so sorry. This has been a wind up in my radio. I'm literally just saying what she's telling me to say in my ear, so you tell her to feck off.
You get so aggressive, like, stand up call her a stupid sandwich.
No, mon ami, it is not aggression, it is passion, my friend. And you have...
Just because you do it in a French accent doesn't mean it's right.
Petty Lee Rody, that's what you have. You should have called them all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
You're a petty filou. listen, the video is going to be up just literally in less than 10 minutes' time on our Instagram, Facebook, and our TikTok as well, at This Is I Radio. It is what has to be the most awkward thing that I've ever done.
Your mugshot is going to be up everywhere. Don't let this man in.
For the whole month of January, I was just having the time of her life.
I am.
Sending me out to different places, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing, don't know what I'm going to be saying. All I have is a little earpiece in my ear, and I'm listening to Una say things, and I have to just repeat and do what she says.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Sing it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
You speak Italian.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Merde. No, okay, mon Dieu.
I think she's really annoyed now. She's actually genuinely walked up on me.
She's standing there, right, with a notebook, waiting to take my order, and I'm shouting this stuff at her, and she just walks off. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either.
Oh, my God. Listen, Una, I cannot deal with this anymore, and it's just too much.
People are loving it.
No, they're not.
So your oversized tongue is to blame for you not being able to speak French?
Because you just revealed to us, and I'm sorry, I'm really sorry about the visuals of this now, but he has been banging on about his oversized tongue, right? But that just kind of got me thinking, you know, what kind of fun nicknames? What kind of fun nicknames can we call?
Shout out to anybody else who suffers from sleep apnea.
Don't bring the tone down.
That's what it is.
Don't take it down with a big serious... No, you said oversized tongue.
Which is
so
what it
just
is.
Have a large... You have a large head as well, so it gets a bit...
Oh, Una, I swear to God. You're a bleeding howl. Oh, you have me chuckling along in the car, I swear to God. Brilliant. I love you.
Wait for it, right? So what kind of fun nicknames, you know, all in good spirit, good camaraderie, right? So how about...
By the way, she's waving her fist at me.
The slob father. Tongzilla. This is my favourite. Licky Minaj.
Licky Minaj.
Oh, you do bring me so much joy. Seriously.
This is iRadio. radio, talk about on iRadio. Where hip music lives and where Una is let loose. You've been fun this morning.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun.
By the way, the video of the prank is in two parts. You'll be happy to know.
Yes.
And the first part is now on our Instagram, TikTok and Facebook at This Is iRadio.
I got to give her to you, Cooper. I would just be a ball of laughter if I was doing that. I would not be able to keep a straight face whatsoever. She probably thought like you had multiple personalities, like her. You were multilingual, like, you know, Rory McIlroy is Irish, you're American, and you're Northern, you know. I don't know how Una does it. I know she's only doing it on the phone, but she's quick off the mark.
She certainly is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. It is possibly the most awkward thing, and you can see I've for the first time this morning saw the video, and if you want to understand awkward body language for somebody who would be quite a confident person, go check it out at This Is iRadio.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go. Una.
Cooper.
What's your favourite game to play after nine?
Truth or trash?
Truth or trash?
Donal is the first to step up to the soapbox here and give us a fact. We have to call him out if it's truth or trash.
My fact today is about Khaleesi. You know, the Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay, she's been doing a new show. And she has done an intimate scene with three men, and she's broken a rib. That's what I'm saying.
She broke a rib
in the process of said scene. Yeah.
I hope not, and hope she's all right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying trash, and I'm locking that in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope she's okay. Breaking a rib is very painful.
Is it?
Very painful. And there's nothing they can do about it. No, I haven't. But I just heard. I'm going to say that's trash.
Oh, speaking from hearsay, Una.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Yeah, it's for a new series, Ponies, she's got coming out. She's done intimacy with three men. And yeah, she says it comes with its risks as she broke a rib in the process.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was her now, I'd be claiming compo. Better compensation, like.
You'd be a great lawyer for her.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
You know languages, yeah. Well, you know, there's an awful lot of talk at the moment between North America and Greenland and Canada, mm-hmm. which is closer to Greenland, this, that and the other. But there's something going on in Canada itself, in Quebec in particular.
Quebec,
what?
Yeah. It's against the law, Una, to use an apostrophe in Quebec. So, you know, the coffee chain like Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
And you should have an apostrophe before the S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you do that, yeah, in trouble. It's against the law to use an apostrophe in Quebec.
Well, what do the apostrophes do?
It's like someone owns it.
No, but what?
What do you mean?
What do the apostrophes do wrong?
What did they do wrong?
That they're being banned.
You tell me.
You don't even know what an apostrophe does.
His.
And you know what? If you ask me to explain to you, I'm not going to, because I'll keep mansplaining it. No.
But you're so good at mansplaining and you do it all the time.
His has an apostrophe in it because here is, it's two words put together, says apostrophe there. So there you go.
Watch your man over there. Thanks for mansplaining.
Thanks for mansplaining there, Donald. My God. Now we all feel like idiots.
I'm going to say that's trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Donald?
It's just random. So possibly. I don't know why, but yes, I'm going to say true.
You're saying true. Lock it in. You too. It is true. So they are so against the English language, them being French, that the French language doesn't use apostrophes, apparently.
Does it not?
So you were banned from using an apostrophe and you can get into trouble for using it. So it's just Tim Hortons, not Tim Hortons.
Oh, Donald.
So there you go.
Okay.
Facts in your face. And we all learned what an apostrophe is.
Yeah, thanks, Donald. Mansplain it. So earlier we heard Cooper going into the cafe, yeah. And I was in his ear telling him what to say, and he was saying things like this.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Sing it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Just
speak
Italian.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? She's like, yeah, so awkward. Like, yeah. Do something different.
Yeah. So you did many accents there. I had you doing a D4 accent and a Cork accent, yeah. etc., etc., an American one, yeah. Mm. So I actually spoke to the waitress after the prank. She's a lovely, lovely girl. Mm. And she said, yeah, that fella should be arrested for crimes against accents. He butchered them all. And also, he had a bit of green food stuck between his front teeth, and it was very distracting. I'm surprised he actually has a wife.
Leave her.
Oh, stop. I told you to brush your teeth. I said, use a toothpick, dude. You're going in, but you just left it there, you know? Sorry.
All right.
I'm crying. Yeah, so I'll repeat what she said. That fella should be arrested for crimes against accents. He butchered them all. And he had a bit of green food stuck between his two front teeth, and it was very distracting. I'm surprised he actually has a wife.
John, locking that in, that's true. I did. I had a bit of green.
What are you eating?
I was about to say, yeah. You didn't even eat before you got this.
Oh, yeah. I had a spinach smoothie before I went in there.
Oh, give me some energy.
Just give me, you know.
It's got to be true then, yeah. Completely. Yeah.
Lock it in there, John. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Locked. All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You had your fun, did you?
Did I had my fun.
Oh, my God. There is something wrong with you.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know. Yeah. You're challenged in many different ways.
Hey, I am technologically challenged and energetically challenged. And don't slag me about that, because I told you about my ferritin levels are low. Okay, so you can't actually slag me about being lazy. Because I have a medical issue.
Oh, so it's okay for you to slag my medical issues with my oversized tongue, which is a disease.
Oh, yuck. Oh, that's disgusting.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think you had sleep last night. I think you're a bit delirious on the show today.
I was a bit giddy, yeah.
You doubled down on my tongue.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. Oh my God, I actually got a serious ick in my tummy there.
Hey!
Yeah, but hey, listen. I'm sorry now for painting this picture, but he does have, and it's self-confessed, and even a medical person has told him he has an abnormally large tongue for his age. So we had great fun today, just coming up with new nicknames we could call him for this abnormally large tongue. Licky Minaj. Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
Even our boss, Ben, greeted me this morning in our meeting. All right, Licky Minaj. All right, I'm leaving.
Slabber the Hut was another one.
Oh, my God.
It's also the place that Una lives and crawls under her rock on a daily basis and comes out and strikes like some sort of vixen and viper with... I might have a fat tongue, but you've got a sharp tongue.
I never said your tongue was fat. I said it was unusually large. That was me laughing, by the way. That's the best laugh ever.
It's a massive reaction to your obsession with my big...
I don't have an obsession.
I think you do. You're obsessed with my big tongue.
No, just... Yeah. It's just...
Like, while we were playing Sunny Fedora there, you were just like, here, stick your tongue out. I want to take a picture of it. Send it to my friends.
Well, you do call each other pervert, so diseased isn't that bad.
Oh, you did call me diseased.
No, you said that it was a disease. Your abnormally large tongue was a disease.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then you're diseased. And then, you know, I call you a pervert as well.
Yeah.
So, there you are.
On the daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Listen, from here on in, from this day forth, let him be known as Licky Minaj.
You are perfect.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I really did. I had a lot of fun today, a lot of fun.
Good.
In fact, I think I'm going to go home and listen to this podcast.
don't be like it, you narcissistic pervert.
Shut up, diseasey.
Oh my God.
You called me a narcissistic pervert.
Wow.
You'd be a diseasey.
Yeah, but like, I literally have that, you know what I mean?
Well, I have issues. I have medical issues. I don't come out of here moaning about them.
No, you do on air.
I don't.
You did.
Don't.
You did.
Like what?
This morning you said such and such, blah, 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 and you can't slag me about it. It's a gynecological issue.
Gynecological issue.
And I went.
You see, you can't question a gynecological issue. You can't really slag that, but I can certainly slag your tongue.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We'll be back tomorrow morning, maybe, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio. Like, share, subscribe.
Like, click, love. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I have a pain in my tummy from laughing. Oh, God.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you need to pee?
Yeah.
Good.
Bye, Licky.